The chills right there with Pink Frost 13 on KX93.5. Now, Alyssa hanging out with you, and I've got Cecilia from Gothic Traffic in studio with us, and she's going to play a couple songs and talk with us for a few. Here she is now with Feed You to the Sharks on KX93.5.
I don't know what you were thinking. You could have it all your way. Through the corner of my eye, you were cheering me on lies. The chaos you enacted never faced me like you tried. I echo in your mind and stained the tide with blood. I will feed you to the sharks. I will hold your tongue in front of you. I will feed you to the sharks. I will hold your tongue in front of you. Teeth are sharp and ready. I wake my feet in time. I echo in your mind and stain the tide with blood. I will feed you to the sharks. I will hold your tongue in front of you. I will feed you to the sharks. I will hold your tongue in front of you. I don't know what you are thinking. You could have it all your way. You echo through my mind now and stain the tide with blood.
Awesome. That was great. Absolutely beautiful. Actually, you know, it's kind of funny because the lyrics are a little dark, but the song, the way you sing it, it's so light and beautiful. I absolutely love that.
Thank you.
So is there a story behind it? Always want to ask that.
This kind of goes out to your classic arch enemy. any nemesis around there. The lyrics are say, like, you know, I'll hold your tongue in front of you. It's like merit will speak for itself. Whatever you, you know, the truth will come out.
I like that. Yeah. It's definitely tongue in cheek because it is so pretty when you sing it, but then when you listen to the lyrics, it's dark, which is kind of cool because a lot of songs it kind of mirrors each other, and I like the difference there that you feel. Now I know you got a couple shows coming up. You're gonna play in San Diego at the Lantern Street Fest. That's coming up this weekend.
Yes.
And you're headlining that one. It's kind of cool. I was looking at everything and there's lanterns. Did you decorate a lantern for it?
I am going to, now that you mentioned that. What a fantastic idea.
Yeah, because I just figured I saw the pictures with the different lanterns and how they decorate it, and I thought that would be something you might be interested in because it's so creative. And
get my arts and farts and crafts out.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Arts and farts. Yeah, sorry, that's a Wet Hot American Summer reference.
Yes.
Okay.
I got that.
You are awesome.
Yeah.
You're my new friend.
Yay. We just became best friends. High five. So Now, I know you have some other shows coming up as well. You're playing in LA, I hear.
Yeah, we're doing March 21st at the Terragram Ballroom, supporting my friend's Half Noise.
Nice. So that's exciting. A couple shows coming up, but that's because you've got a couple new EPs coming out as well, correct?
Yeah, there's some music that's going to come out in the next few months, hopefully. Yeah, I've recorded an EP with Carlos de la Garza,
mm-hmm.
and I'm working on another project called Bloodthirsty with Alex Goose and Daniel Lupi.
Nice.
Yes.
Interesting. So you've got a lot of new music coming our way.
Yes.
And I know you have a track right now that, you know, UKXers Laguna Beach, you're going to hear it first.
Yes.
And so do you want to tell us about it or you want to play it and then tell us about it?
So I wrote this. It's kind of my survivor song, but it's another like disguised as a in a joyful melody.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other one. But yeah, it's the first time I'm going to be playing it. I learned it on the car ride down here, so
nice.
Bear with me.
Yes, we will. Okay. And what's this one? Go ahead.
sorry, Dying to Survive. Here we go.
It's cold outside. I close one eye. Make you into my target. I hold my breath, take one more step. Won't make it to the body, stop what you started. I lay awake with your mistake. Now how did you get in here? And could it be that time can walk away, but somehow you're still with me? I hope you can't sleep, distracting me from this repeating memory. The roses have died, I buried them alive. Got no time for warped affection. The roses have died, I buried them alive. I'm trying to survive, yeah. I lay awake with your mistake. Now how did you get in here? And could it be that time could float away? Somehow you're still with me. I hope you can't sleep, distracting me from this repeating memory. The roses have died, I buried them alive. Got no time for warped affection. The roses have died, I buried them alive. I may seem unkind, but I'm dying to survive. The roses have died, I buried them alive. Got no time for warped affection. The roses have died, I buried them alive. I may seem unkind, but I'm dying to survive. It's not too late to open up the dark. It's not too late, floating to the top. The roses have died, I buried them alive. Got no time for warped affection. The roses have died, I buried them alive. Got nothing unkind, but I'm dying to survive. I may seem unkind, but I'm dying to survive.
That was absolutely wonderful, and we got to hear it first, which is really cool. Thank you for learning and playing that for us. Yeah. Is that going to be one of the ones coming off of one of your new EPs? Or
correct.
It is.
Yeah.
So are you looking at 5 songs? How many songs are you looking at on each one?
There's 4 on this EP that's in this collection, and then there's the Bloodthirsty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like 5?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's almost a full album between the two of them, which is kind of cool.
Completely two different feels. So it's yeah, been so busy.
I can imagine. I can imagine that it's been a lot to write two totally different EPs, different music, different lyrics, and keep the vibe the same for both of them.
Yeah. Well, cohesiveness is tricky for me because I love all kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm influenced by everything. And kind of, well, it all gets filtered through my voice. So I assume that's the common denominator. And that's fine with me.
Yeah. No, I mean, everything that you've put out, you've played here before, you open for KXmas, it's all so different, but at the same time, the same, which is cool. And I find that's something that's coming around with music, that genre is kind of being lost, and it's just a feel now, and it's different. And so now, if people want to get your music, want to get in touch with you, want to find out about everything you've got going on, how do they do that?
I'm pretty active on Instagram, so you can rely on that. I respond to DMs. I post a lot on there. So Instagram is just at Gothic Tropic. And then Twitter is Goth Trop Nonstop. And Facebook, Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, whatever you're using, it's all streamable and buyable.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So that's great. I know you've got one more for us before you go, but go check her out at the San Diego Lantern Street Fest coming up this weekend. And it's going to be a good time. She is headlining. And last song, what are you playing for us?
I'm going to do a song called Your Soul. And I directed a music video for this song a couple months ago. And Your Soul, yeah, it's off the last album.
Okay. And here's Gothic Tropic, Your Soul on KX93.5.
We're meeting at the end. It's been a while. Delivering your pitch, you hang your head to smile. The stories that you tell, blue and blue-eyed. You took me on a ride, makes me realize. I know your soul, oh. I know your soul, oh. I know your soul. Oh, I know your soul. We're fading into friends. I thought I would try. I keep you in my mind and control the tide. You're breathing down my neck on Sunset Boulevard. You took me on a ride, makes me realize. I know your soul, oh. Know your soul, oh. Know your soul, oh. So